We are one day away from Inauguration Day in America. The U.S. Constitution sets that date as January 20th every 4 years. Keeping people safe is always a challenge at these events. Under normal circumstances, there are hundreds of thousands in attendance watching a new or re-elected leader take the oath of office and describe a vision for the next 4 years. But these ain't normal circumstances. The coronavirus pandemic is one big reason why. Additional security concerns are another following the riot that took place at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. We told you last week how, through an internal bulletin, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation had warned of possible armed protests at state capitals in the days leading up to the inauguration. Those did not happen, at least not on a large scale. There were some protests and counter-protests in several states over the weekend, but observers say the crowds were peaceful and manageable for the large numbers of police officers who were on hand. There will be as many as 25,000 National Guard troops on hand for Inauguration Day. At least, that's how many the Pentagon has authorized for the job of keeping the event secure. A retired Army officer says the National Guard, and before that, the militia, have been deployed to every inauguration since the days of President George Washington. But he added that 25,000 is about twice as many as there have been in other recent inaugurations. There was a temporary lockdown at the U.S. Capitol building yesterday. Witnesses said they saw smoke a few blocks away, and the lockdown interrupted a rehearsal for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The problem turned out to be a fire at a homeless camp not far from the Capitol. But the response gives you a sense of the heightened security that's present for the inauguration.